Our readings for our moment of joy today come from Jeremiah 7, verses 23 through 28, Psalm 95, verses 1 and 2, 6 and 7, 8 and 9, Luke 11, 14 through 23. This is entitled, Why Bother? They will not listen to you either. Jeremiah 7, 27. American comedian Phyllis Diller once quipped, "Cleaning the house while your kids are still growing up is like shoveling the walk before it stops snowing." Jeremiah faces what looks like a futile effort. God's people didn't listen to his commands or earlier prophets. God even warns Jeremiah, "They will not listen to you either." What did the Lord want of them? "Listen to my voice." That's Jeremiah 7:23. Hearing the Lord's word leads to union with him. "I will be your God, and you shall be my people." Today's psalm references Meribah and Massa, where the people murmured against Moses, the servant of the Lord. They quarreled amongst themselves and put the Lord to the test. A similar reaction occurs in today's gospel when Jesus drives out a demon. Some in the crowd are amazed. Some say Jesus acted by the power of Beelzebub. Some ask for a sign. Jesus' argument proves that he isn't driving out demons by Satan's power, which leads to the conclusion, "Then the kingdom of God has come upon you." Do we recognize God's presence in our lives? Are we listening for him? Lucky for us, God never stops trying to reach our hearts. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My dear Jesus, may I listen and hear your voice in my heart today and every day. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Have a great day. You matter.